Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's get the update. How many different cereals do you have right now in your house? Do you still have that berry crunch nut tote concoction from Canada?
Triple berry oatmeal crunch. No, we do not have.
You're out of that?
I blew through the last stash.
Colon blow?
That we got. I don't have any colon blow, although I did have, I don't even know what, the name of the cereal was just like what's in it. It was like maple flakes and chunks of oats and something else, some store brand something or other that I had a nice frozen bowl of last night.
I have the cranberry maple flakes and oats and chunks.
That is currently the only cereal that's in the house.
Okay.
We're down. We're down bad.
I think I have like four.
Yeah, we're hurting.
Life. Yeah. Cinnamon Life. Mm. Corn Flakes, which I bought because I wanted for a
recipe.
Potatoes recipe. Yeah. And of course Cheerios. That's always there. Very plain Jane kind of cereal house I live in. Yeah. Nothing. No cartoon characters have ever appeared on a box of cereal in my house. No Count anybody.
I respect that.
No Franken anybody. Yeah. Just it's all very muted.
No Cinnamon Toast Crunches or nothing.
We have had that, I think, but yeah. I don't know what happened. My wife probably just got drunk and bought that. I don't know what happened. She would not normally get drunk or buy that. So something weird happened there. I don't know the story. She got talked into it. Mm. It is May 1st. Schedule month.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
Schedule month. You got to love it. I mean, of course, you've been talking about it in your workplace all day. It is 2 weeks from yesterday, May 14th,
right,
is the schedule. I wanted to play a thing out with you.
Okay.
By the way, I have started a new worksheet.
Oh, good for you.
The last one went badly. So here's the latest on my, I love the schedule. I like to try to guess at it, you know, see what happens, see what makes sense.
Please show everyone on the Twitch.
Here it is.
Wow. That's,
this is what you call a blank slate.
Yeah, that's what that looks like. Yeah. Yeah.
I have written one game down on below.
Is there room to skip lines, or do you not have room for
No.
No. Okay.
No. I would never skip lines.
That just looks too smushed together to me.
Well, there's no room. There's not enough.
There's
17
not,
more lines.
There's not 34. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I would hate it.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
All right.
I did want to have some fun with where we want the six division games. I am excited about, or I love the idea of Bills at Patriots this year. If I were the guy putting the schedule together, which would be the ultimate job in the world, if I had the job of writing the schedule, this would be an interesting game to me. I'd want it to be the game in New England because the Bills are the better team to make for like a closer looking matchup. If I were the guy in that job, I'd want to know, and I think this is the kind of thing maybe that you would know if you had the kind of that kind of authority, what the timetable is for Stephon Diggs. Is he week one? Is he not? Because if he's week one, I love it early. Like, I even like it week one if he's on the field. But if I knew he wasn't going to be on the field, I would want to push it off or just not worry about it. But because he's an integral piece to the idea. Is Diggs, I mean, he's played against the Bills with Houston since, but I like the Patriots with Vrabel, with May, with Diggs, and they've drafted a couple other skill position guys, Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams.
It's funny, I did not, when you brought them up, I started thinking, yeah, that fits. Like they could be the second best team in the division if it goes right. Like they and maybe who knows? Maybe they could surprise. So like a late season game there with them, you know, I don't know if they're contending for the division. It might depend on, you know, obviously it depends on how both seasons are going. But they could be contending for a playoff spot. Maybe it's important in the division race. But I didn't even think about Diggs. Like it didn't even click to me. I'm just mostly thinking about them arcing up the rest of the division. Like I'm a little worried about Miami right now. I think the Jets are
worried about Miami for Miami's sake.
Yeah, right. Thank you for clarifying, because I've been pretty bullish on them for a few years here, and I think they might be going the wrong way now. And the Jets, like I like what they like Aaron Glenn, like good start over, but they're not getting anywhere this year with Justin Fields as their quarterback. I don't think so. New England, I think, could. I think they should pass them, both of them. So they're the second best team. That makes it possible that that game is important. If for nothing else, maybe New England's just playoff hopes, if not the division.
I like the idea.
A late season game makes sense to me for them. And I don't want to say that guarantees Diggs will be there, but there's a better chance of him not being ready for week one than there is him not being ready for week 13 or something, I would think.
I would think, you know, but that doesn't have to be right.
Right.
If you remember 2 years ago where they put the Bills at the Jets week one at night, I know you remember, Rodgers, and let's see what that is against the team that has won the division, I guess what, then 3 years in a row? Let's test it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you lost Rodgers, you got a good game, an overtime game, and the Jets won it. This is that to me. Let's see what New England is. And I think, you know, the fact that it's New York versus New England doesn't really matter to me. I'd want to put the Bills there, you know, in a primetime spot. If I had Diggs, I'd want it. I'd nominate it for week one Monday night, or just week two, three, whatever you need to do here. That would be one preference for me, that, you know, just from a league standpoint, I think that's a pretty good looking, you know, you're putting a team that won how many games on prime time? Four, the Patriots. But with the upgrades, with Vrabel at home, I've already said it. So I like that early. And then I would like the second Patriots game somewhere in the middle, because I think I want the Jets to or the Dolphins to be the finale. With the stadium in mind. I don't know why that's different from New England, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I really follow the motivation there. Did we figure out that what was the first regular season game in the stadium? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Was it the Jets?
Yes. 73.
So, right. So from a synergy standpoint, you know, I that's even in my brain, that's symmetrical. So things like that usually appeal to me. I think I made the same point whenever we talked about this, whenever that was, that I would nominate that, the Jets, For that reason alone.
Week 18?
Week 18. They would outweigh the Patriots for a finale simply because they were the first regular season opponent the Bills faced in a stadium that they are now going to be closing. So give me that Week 18. Jets here. I don't need, 1 o'clock Sunday is fine. I mean, I doubt that that game would rate as a later game for playoff purposes, you know, that they're saving or something. It's very unlikely.
Let's hope not.
So that would be my choice.
Want me to write that in?
Yeah. I mean, it's your sheet. I'm not prepared to make one.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not going to make your own?
No.
You don't want to compete with mine?
No.
I'm writing that in. I like that too. Whether it's the synergy or not, I mean, you're going to play a division opponent that week. Doesn't have to be a home game. I like it as a home game. You know, hopefully for the Bills' sake, there's playoffs, but that you sort of like get to celebrate the end of the stadium at home, you know, to cap the season. So I like that. What do you want to do with the Patriots then? You're with me on the road early?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, sure. Because honestly, I didn't even need the Diggs part of it. I mean, that does make it juicier, obviously. But like you said, that's not as intriguing, interesting, because he played against them last year already. So that doesn't have as much. It's still got juice, all right? I mean, it adds to a regular season matchup. I don't know that I really need nighttime for that. New England will probably get some love in that way, and Monday is not like the marquee night. So, I mean, I guess I'm not against it, but it's to me, the Bills have enough other, and all of their marquee opponents, especially the ones here, are not going to be nighttime games. Maybe there'll be a 4:25 or two mixed in there. You get that prime window afternoon doubleheader thing. But I don't know that I need it to be a night game, but early in the year, fine.
Okay.
Actually, when you started talking, though, my thought was, if they are the second...
Get me out of here? Was that your thought?
Definitely not. The
when's my flight?
If they are the second best, I checked in. The second best team in the division, and the Bills are, quote-unquote, at least when the schedule gets made, the better team, then I might like that game in December in New England. Because it could be important for both teams. Bills for seeding, for the division, New England to make the playoffs. Maybe they're challenging for the division. I don't know how well you can expect their year to go and how badly you could expect the Bills' year to go. But still, you surprised me when you said, like, week one or early nighttime. I could work with closing my season at New England week 17 and at home for the Jets week 18. That would work for me.
Well, we disagree there. I really like Bills at Patriots early primetime. We had Bills at Dolphins last year, week 2 on a Thursday night. Then it was week 3, Patriots at Jets on that Thursday night. That doesn't have to mean anything to this year, of course. What about Miami? What's that? Or is primetime NFL maybe done with Buffalo at Miami? You want to take a year off? Can we take a year off from the Bills and Dolphins playing a night game?
I think that would be advisable.
I think it's time. Take some time apart.
I wonder if the league views them as a descending asset.
Miami?
At this point. Yeah.
Get them on early because that's when they're good?
Like maybe I like the idea of trading New England for Miami in that way. Like that trip's a primetime wire for me. Because, you know, what I'm saying here is I think New England is going to displace Miami as the second-best team in the division, so maybe that rates as a night game. Like you said initially, I wasn't thinking of it that way, but now you brought up Miami and that they played at night. Yeah, I don't need to see Bills-Miami in primetime.
No, I don't either.
No. Either game. Like, the game here, either. I don't, you know, it's...
Play them in the afternoon. You don't have to play them in the morning.
No.
They're not that bad.
No, I'm not saying
still
that.
Still Josh Allen.
Yeah.
All right, so... Anywhere for the Dolphins?
Kinda, yeah.
Since I like Patriots away early, I'll like Patriots home mid to late. And I guess I want the Dolphin road game to be in between the Patriots and the Jets home games. So it's not just like three away, three home.
Yeah.
I made that mistake last time. one of the things that I wrote it all in,
yeah.
and I didn't like that about my schedule last time.
Maybe take special care to not separate the games by too many weeks, because we saw, like, last year the Bills didn't play. Was it New England that they didn't play until very late? Both games were...
2 years ago.
2 years ago that was.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I felt there was something
was
like that last year, too, that the games just came...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, both New England games. New England December 22nd here, and then they closed.
Yep.
Yeah, they closed there on January 5th.
2 weeks apart. That's right. Yeah. I hated that.
Yeah, so,
I don't want that.
You know, I don't want it, but, you know, apparently the league doesn't seem to care that much about it. So you might, if you're trying to put a schedule together that might actually be what they do, maybe keep that in mind.
What do you like for week one?
Week one.
I'm open to at New England week one, prime time or not, but I can wait. I want to know Diggs. They're not going to know Diggs maybe
they're
before
not, they might, they
May
might,
14th.
They might not. So if that matters a lot, and I get why it would, you might want to table that.
Did you hear about the thing that happened on Monday?
A lot of things happened on Monday.
Where the Bills general manager went on local radio and talked about, like, wide receiver were good?
I did. You know what? I hadn't heard a lot about it until this morning as I was walking off the 18th hole at Delaware Park. Someone who plays there recognized me and said something about, like, no more wide receiver talking. I said, what are you talking about? And he explained everything to me. So now I'm up to speed, I think.
Definitely don't talk about the thing everybody's talking about that happened in your building. Was his message?
That's
a guy who knows what's up.
That was what he wanted to get across to me. Yes.
That's a guy who knows what's
up. You know,
up.
I said, it's never going to stop, is what I said.
You say that to me, I'm doing it no matter what. I wasn't going to, but I am now, buddy. Week one. Do you like home? Away?
I always like
week one. Last year at the stadium?
I always like week one at home. I wonder if it being the last year in the stadium carries some it's your last home opener. I mean, you're going to have a home opener no matter what if you play on, you know, week one and week two even on the road. You're going to have a home opener. But for the first game of the season, I feel like I want that to be a home game. It's your last time, right? So it's your last chance to have the first game of the year be the opener at home opener that – I hope the league respects that. It's obviously sentimentality, and you know they might just bulldoze that over. But I like home, and I would suspect that they would sort of respect that when making the schedule.
Is it that important? What's more important, to open at home or close when it's the last year of the stadium? I think close.
I think close is more important, but everything is going to be the last time.
The last everything, yeah.
So
the last everything.
I would like to have one last opening day be at home, if that makes sense. I know they would have, eventually you will have a home opener, even if it's put off for a week or two. But
yep.
I like the idea of the season is starting. We've had the one game. I even like this for a 1 o'clock Sunday, just to sort of be a part of that's the most frequent game time we've had over the years. For a while, it was all we ever had. We had nothing.
I'll tell you what. I love a 4 o'clock, now it's 4:25 usually, week one home game. 1991, Miami, off the Super Bowl 25 season. Great rival, played in the playoffs the year before. Enberg, like, that's a, are these familiar things? The number 1991, Enberg. It'll be on the podcast. It'll all be explained. 4 o'clock, just like the weather and the light, you know, the late September.
The light is pretty cool if it's the right kind of day. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You could take a Bengals game and do that. It'd have to be a good game. Like a good opponent.
For it to be 4-4.
Yes. Yeah, you're not putting New Orleans
right
at Buffalo at 425 on week one.
Right.
They have the extra home game, too. Yeah. If you pack in a couple of road games, it'll look like all the rest of the games are at home.
I really don't mind if I get week one, for me, my preference, week one, 1 o'clock home. I don't need it to be somebody really great. If you want to jam me up with Tampa or New Orleans, the gift I'm getting is that I'm doing this for the opener one more time. And so I'm not saying I want you to set me up with a patsy necessarily, but I don't need it to be, you know, Baltimore or Philadelphia or, you know, any of the marquee teams they're playing. I think the home opener sells itself. I mean, all these games sell themselves anyway. It's not like they're going to have trouble moving tickets for these games or anything, but just as an attraction, I think almost every game is attractive this year, regardless of the opponent, because of the stadium.
Well, this is really going too far, but they have 9 home games, 7, including the division, which are good for nostalgia and rivalry stuff, are up here. And then New Orleans and Tampa Bay are down here. New Orleans and Tampa Bay, I mean, they're NFL teams, although not everybody could name them. We discussed this the other day. Not everybody could remember the names of the teams I just mentioned, New Orleans and Tampa Bay. But they're kind of like just so unappealing to me. Tampa Bay is probably actually good.
Yeah.
But there's almost no history. Just did it with Arizona last year. I don't think I want that. And I don't think I want the division at home in week one because I want to end with it. And the other games are all too good. It's the 3 division games. It's the Saints and the Bucks, and then it's Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia. And I don't think you're putting – I mean, Philadelphia can't be in week one. They're going to have Thursday night. Right. No way is it the Chiefs.
Nope.
If it's the Ravens, it's at night, and I doubt it. And then Cincinnati, I doubt that's a night game. It's just almost even the Bengals feel too strong. 425, I'd listen to that. Then what am I left with? I'm left with the Bucks, the Saints, and the road games.
Right. The division games, you mean. Yeah.
No, the road games. Like,
I'm
playing
sorry.
On the road.
Right, of course.
For home, yes. The Bucks, the Saints, and the division games.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't love it. Now, you don't make the schedule by one team. Not everybody gets all their preferences. But for me, if I'm trying to sort of map it out, I feel like week one's away.
Yeah, that might end up being right, of course. I wonder, like, how much, you know, Sal mentioned something to us last week about how Pittsburgh, right? It's the – maybe it was just this week because it was after the draft, how Mark Murphy said something about how Pittsburgh may protect their Green Bay game, right? So – if teams do get the opportunity to, like, maybe you get an email from Mike North or someone, you know, somebody in his orbit that says, like, hey, Brandon Bean or Pete Coeli, you know, whomever, do you have any preferences for your schedule? Like, mm-hmm. Are there any things you'd like? And you can make a list, and you know when you submit the list that it may be completely ignored. But you're going to get a chance at least to say, these are things that we would like. And with the last year of the stadium, I don't know if any of the people I mentioned or it's someone else that would be making this call would be like-minded like me, but I feel like opening at home would be on that list. For, like, it's our last year, and we want to close. And so if it can be facilitated, then maybe the league would try to make that happen for you. But I have no idea if that would be the Bills' preference. You know, it just happens to be mine.
Miami, then.
That would work fine. Like, I've already said, it doesn't matter to me who it is. Like, I would settle for the Saints or the Bucks. I don't need it to be somebody that I really care about emotionally.
Oh, get it up in the locker room. Get it on the bulletin board. I would settle for the Saints or the Bucks.
Right.
Bulldog. You hear that, guys? They're giving us no chance. In the Saint, this is the Saints locker room, the Saints bulletin board now.
Yeah.
They're giving us no chance up there. And the players are probably like, yeah, it seems right. You ever watch them play?
I'm inclined to agree.
You seen our roster?
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, with the schedule, of course, it's all just total guesswork, even more so than the draft is. But it's fun. What do you want? Last year of the stadium. Are we done with the draft? Not necessarily. More talk about what they did, what they didn't do. Tyler Dunn spent an hour with Brandon Bean. Man, Brandon Bean, maybe I shouldn't have been kidding about The View. I think he would do it.
Yeah.
I think he would go on The View right now. What do you want?
He's out there.
Tyler wrote that their time was up and Bean like rescheduled his next meeting to keep talking. He really wants to be out there right
yes,
now.
Yes, it seems that way.
Not that that's bad. I don't think it's bad. It's interesting, maybe.
Right. But Tyler's not coming today.
Tyler's on tomorrow.
He'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah, the article's out today.
Yes, right.
And I bring it up because there were a couple of interesting things that Bean said on the heels of what happened on Monday that I think would be good to bring up. Mike Giardi today, Boston Sports Journal. He'll join us at 4. We're hoping to get Paul on, too. The Amherst are in Syracuse, hoping to close out a sweep in their series. Devin Levi has been great. Kulik also, especially, I guess, in game 2. And so we'll probably talk to Paul, looks like 6 o'clock for that, right before the Amherst game in Syracuse. 803-0550. We know a lot of you have been listening the last few days. What hasn't been said? Let us know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.